California burning.
I can see the whole structure's on fire.
Winds raise fears.
This event will be a very serious event.
Russia review, now a criminal probe.
None of this bodes well for the Democrats.
Joe Biden on Team Trump.
What's going on? There's thugs.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaith, and about 50,000 people are out of their homes, forced to flee because of a Southern California wildfire being propelled by the Santa Ana winds. CBS's Carter Evans is in Santa Clarita, north of L.A.
Structures burned, forcing evacuations.
There are dozens and dozens of families on this block here.
Fire started just before 3 p.m., quickly growing into a major threat.
It's nerve-wracking. Pretty scared right now.
When we spoke with Marie Hill, the fire was just 50 yards from her home.
I just started crying really hard.
In Northern California, the cause of the Kincade Fire, which consumed more than 10,000 acres, is still unknown. But PG&E says a high-voltage transmission tower had not been turned off in the area and broke near the fire's point of origin.
And over the weekend in Northern California, PG&E's Scott Strenfell says power might have to be cut to some 2 million people.
We do think that it will be the strongest offshore wind event this season by a large margin. And if models are correct, possibly the strongest offshore winds that we've seen in years.
Now to Washington, where correspondent Paula Reed tells us the Justice Department's look into the origins of the Russia investigation is now a criminal probe.
CBS News has learned that the prosecutor overseeing this case will now have the power to subpoena witness testimony, documents, and even impanel a grand jury and file criminal charges. So this is a political win for President Trump, who for 2 years has railed against the legitimacy of the Russia investigation, insisting that it was started by deep state intelligence officials who wanted to prevent his election. But in a statement, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said these reports, if true, raise profound new concerns that the Department of Justice under AG Barr has lost its independence and become a vehicle for President Trump's political revenge.
Joe Biden says his son Hunter did nothing wrong in Ukraine, and if he becomes president, members of his family won't get White House jobs. The Democratic candidate tells Nora O'Donnell for Sunday's 60 Minutes the Trump presidency has seen a political brain drain.
Think of all the really solid people that were left, that were started off in that administration. They've all left. Great Americans like Rudy Giuliani is still engaged. I mean, What's going on? If people see this, there's thugs.
The Trump campaign responded critical of Hunter Biden and defended Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner's roles in the administration. We know kids need their sleep, but are they getting enough of it? CBS's Peter King joins us live with new information.
Well, Steve, a survey of some 50,000 children from 6 to 17 years old says less than half are getting the recommended 9 hours of sleep on weeknights. Cleveland Clinic pediatrician Dr. Ellen Rome says 9 hours leaves a child better equipped for the day.
That means stays on task in school, doesn't melt down at the end of the day with mom and dad, is happier, and is just flourishing.
She says the trick is finding balance between activities and rest, something she says is a win for the whole family. The study is presented at the American Academy of Pediatrics National Conference. Steve?
Well, some on Facebook will notice the site now has a news tab. It'll offer content from journalism outlets that entered into paid partnerships with a social network, a wider rollout next year. By day's end, we could know if the five-week strike by the United Auto Workers against General Motors is over. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert in Detroit.
Based on early voting, it's considered likely the deal will pass. Workers living on $275 a week strike pay apparently eager to get big ratification bonuses. Most of the no votes coming from workers dislocated by plant closings and parts workers whose pay scales are less generous.
A new analysis projects 1 in 4 steel bridges in this country could collapse by 2050 due to extreme temperatures. Researchers at Colorado State say bridges that aren't routinely maintained are more likely to have difficulty expanding normally as temperatures rise. It's called exceptional clearance, a law enforcement practice that allows sexual assault cases to be closed under certain circumstances, even if there's strong evidence. CBS's Nikki Batiste says some victims say it's working against them.
The man behind me grabs my throat.
23-year-old Emily Borchardt says she pleaded to be let go the night she was allegedly raped in an Austin, Texas motel.
I just remember sitting in the corner of the room telling them to just kill me.
According to Borchardt, the man gave her cigarettes and whiskey and demanded that she shower with him. Borchardt escaped, called police, and had a rape kit done. Her alleged attacker was on parole after serving 20 years for murder. The man claimed the sex was consensual. The suspect was never arrested. Police suggest why in this audio recording from the precinct.
Taking a shower with him, consuming whiskey in the shower with him, it doesn't paint the best picture.
The police act like that was consensual when really I was trying to prevent being assaulted again.
Police exceptionally cleared Borchardt's case. That's when cases can be closed if the victim is uncooperative or a district attorney declines to prosecute.
Exceptional clearance is not being used correctly.
Liz Donegan, now retired, is former head of the sex crimes unit at the Austin Police Department.
The public's perception about exceptional clearance is that the case has been closed. It's been cleared. We've held somebody accountable.
Which couldn't be further from the truth.
Right.
Donegan tells CBS News she refused to change rape cases from suspended to exceptionally cleared. She was eventually transferred out of the unit in 2011, 7 years before Borchardt's alleged assault.
Well, a Catholic Church decision tomorrow could allow married men to become priests in a remote part of the Amazon. Father Thomas Reese with Religion News Service.
The question the bishops have to answer is, which is more important to the Catholic Church, having the Eucharist and the sacraments or having a celibate clergy?
25 years ago today, the story gripping the nation came from South Carolina.
It was October 25th, 1994, when Susan Smith, a young white mother in Union, South Carolina, told police her vehicle had been carjacked by a black man who drove away with her small sons inside.
I just can't express it enough that we just got to get them home. That's just where they belong, with their mom and daddy.
Smith admitted to letting her car roll into a lake, drowning her 3-year-old and 14-month-old sons in their car seats. She will be eligible for parole after serving 30 years in November of 2024. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Well, San Francisco may be nice, but it's hard to afford to live there. The mortgage brokerage Redfin says more than 28,000 people moved out in the second quarter of this year, just behind New York City. That's double the rate in the city by the bay of just 2 years earlier. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.